Hey there, pals. So today we're going to sit and have a little chat about business coaching and the benefits that I've seen in my own life as a recipient of coaching and that I've seen in my clients that I have done one-on-one coaching with, because I truly believe that coaching, whether you are doing sports coaching, discipleship in your church, or business coaching, coaching can be a huge benefit to growth because, none of us know everything. And I would much rather learn from somebody else's mistakes and go further faster using air quotes, like what people have, the knowledge they've already earned. So I'm getting ahead of myself, but be prepared to just listen in, ask the Holy Spirit if there's an area of your life or your business that you could benefit from coaching, getting coaching with, and I've got 5 really solid tips for you today. So jump on in. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees. Until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. Real quick, y'all, before I hop into the benefits of coaching, I want to read to y'all a few straight from the horse's mouth testimonials from a few of my coaching clients. Okay, so this one is from Amanda O. My homepage converted at least 2 to 3 leads into actual clients that same week. That's so awesome. And she was actually referring to a coaching call we did where she wanted to work through a lot of her website copy. So that's what we refined in her hour. Another one, this is from Michelle D. She says, Faith not only knows SEO, she understands the world of online business. I'd dabbled in understanding SEO and keywords before, but didn't really get it. After working with Faith, I get it because Faith simplified it into language I could understand. No SEO jargon or overcomplicated strategies, just straightforward, actionable advice that I could implement immediately. She literally held my hand and walked me through the process. Oh, I love hearing stuff like that. And the last one I'll share with you today is from Stephanie L. She says, I loved my first call with Faith. She helped me understand in tangible ways how to optimize my website to better enable users to find my website and provided insights into how I can put it into practice in an easy way to understand. Thank you so much, Stephanie. So before you hop into this podcast about coaching benefits, I just want you to know, if you choose to work with me as a coach, great. I would love that. But if you don't, that's okay. I still love you. And I still want to provide as much value and as much help as I possibly can. Okay? Okay. Okay, so just know for the purpose of this podcast, I am lumping coaching and consulting into one. When I say coaching, what I mean in the context of this podcast is you are allowing somebody to speak into your life or your business. That's what I mean by coaching, okay? So just hear me through that lens and don't try not to get all nitpicky, be like, well, that's consulting and that's coaching and that's free advice or whatever. Just listen for, we're going to use the word coaching and cover all of it. Okay. And I want you to know that I really think that coaching can be fun. It can be fun to receive coaching, but sometimes it can be a hard thing. It can be actually really vulnerable to sit down with somebody and say, here's my business. Here's this thing that I've built, or here are the words that I've written about my business, or here's how I'm doing this. This is my process. Here's what I have, this little baby business or big business or whatever. Here's this thing that I love, but I need your help. It can be really vulnerable to do that, but it can also be really cool and really fun on the other side of that. And as an SEO consultant and Christian business coach, I do not take it lightly that y'all allow me the honor to speak into your businesses, whether it is via a paid one-on-one coaching call or this podcast or just taking the content that I give y'all in emails and putting that into action. I don't take it lightly that you guys allow me the honor to speak into your business. But I'm not going to sit here and tell you either that booking a coaching call is always the right move and that's going to solve all of your problems. Okay. So please hear me when I say that maybe coaching isn't the next best thing for you. And that's okay. That's okay. We actually have a call coming up free. Hop on a Zoom with me Friday, March 29th. And we're going to sit and you're going to bring your stats and say, hey, what do you think? What would you do if I was your bestie in the whole world? I have a call set up for you March 29th. Click the link in the description to sign up. It's free. Group call. Bring your stats. I'll give you my honest to goodness advice, what I think the next best step in your business is, whether that is booking something with somebody else, booking something with me, booking nothing because you really shouldn't spend any money right now. Like whatever it is, I'm going to give you shoot you straight advice on that call. Because I truly believe that spending money isn't always the answer. Honest to goodness, I believe that. Okay, so let's jump in. Five benefits of coaching. And number one is probably one of my favorites. Number one is this. You get some outside knowledge and perspective. I think it was Louis Giglio a long time ago that I heard talking about the benefit of community as a Christian. And he was talking about it within the context of finding your calling. But the way he explained it is this. We cannot see a 360-degree version of ourselves. And when you think about it, it's like, oh, well, duh. But like, we only ever see a 2D reflection of ourselves in a mirror or in a photograph. We cannot see the back of our head and the front of our head in detail at the same time. And so there's some things that we simply miss or we cannot see. And these can be good things and these can be bad things. Like you may have a strength that you don't see because you just don't have that view of yourself or you haven't recognized that strength. You may have something in you that you don't recognize that somebody else needs to call out. But you also may have an issue. And I think that this is, you know, where we all get a little bit nervous about coaching. It's like, oh my gosh, you're going to tell me that I'm terrible at this thing or that I, you know, suck at this thing. And so we don't want to submit ourselves to coaching because we're afraid of being called out. But really, if somebody loves you enough to say, hey, you have this habit or you're spending your time unwisely, I want you to do better because I'll have better for you. In the end, isn't that so much better to have received that correction? My pastor and I, we actually have this running joke because she is very short and I am very not short. And so we have this running joke where every time I see her at church, I'm like, hey, let me check your hair. And I check the top of her hair and she checks my nose for boogers. And it's just this funny, like, it's just this funny running joke. But when you apply that in context to your business, like, she can see things that I can't see, and I can see things that she can't see. If I had a booger hanging out of my nose, I would be very appreciative that somebody told me, okay? And if she had a hair sticking up crazy wild, she would be appreciative that I told her, okay? And when it comes to your business, even specifically keywords, having the outside perspective of somebody saying, hey, have you thought about it like this? Or have you searched for this? That can be absolutely monumental and game changing to your business to have somebody not in your world say, hey, think about this. Okay. I've had some coaching clients say, wow, I never thought about that. Or like, whoa, I didn't even think about that as a keyword. And then that simple shift revolutionize their traffic, okay? And just personally, when I had a business coach speak into my business and have me really, really niche down into SEO instead of just business growth and marketing as a whole, which I still know about, but when she said, hey, you really need to niche down into SEO, and I did that, my business exploded in a good way. I was already good at that thing, but I didn't see that thing as a superpower, so to speak, and she did. And so that outside perspective was just really pivotal and beneficial. Okay, the number two benefit of coaching is accountability. And this is one that people are like, oh yeah, I think about that. But really, have you thought about it? The first time I paid for a coach, I spent $1,500, which was a really good chunk of change. I had to make payments on it. But when she gave me homework to do, I did that stuff so fast and I did it really well. And she would tell me, do this by this date. And by golly, I had it done before that date. Why? Because I wanted to get results from my money, you know? And really the phrase that people who pay attention, I used to hate that phrase. But as I have grown in just my personal development and in my business and in my, you know, my mindset around money, I realized, you know what? That's true. Because people who pay attention. And why? Because we want to get results for our money. Now, with that coach that I paid $1,500 to, could I have figured out most of those things on my own-ish? Probably. Like, but would I have actually done the work? Well, my history says no. I don't know about your history. You're going to think about that for your own self. But my history says no. Okay? And how do I know that? How do I know that maybe your history is similar to my history? Because I have like 47,000 unopened freebies sitting in my inbox, right? We all do because we think, oh, this thing is going to help me. Let's subscribe to it. And we download it or we get the email and then we never actually download it and put it into practice versus the things that I have paid money for, I have shown up to and I've executed. And so sometimes maybe the main focus for you in finding a coach for your business or whatever area of growth you're looking to grow in, maybe the main focus for you is accountability. So you need to find somebody who's really good at holding you accountable in a kind way, in a kind way, okay? Well, hey there, pal. I just wanted to take a minute and tell you about a coaching call offer that I have for you. Are you tired of having to guess at what keywords you actually need to get more traffic to and more sales from your website? Do you feel like you're just fumbling around in the dark with your SEO strategy? Do you second guess yourself every month when it's time to plan your content? What if we could fix literally all of that in 1 hour? In a 1 hour coaching session, we'll powwow over Zoom and hash out your best fit SEO strategy and the ideal keywords for your business and your goals. You'll walk away with the exact right keywords, page titles, and H1 text for your main website pages. You'll get a blog strategy for the next 4 blogs, complete with SEO-friendly, click-worthy titles, and as a bonus, a Google Analytics tracking template and a bonus module for my course, On the House. So go to faithhannon.com/booking to grab your spot now or click the link in the show notes. Spots are limited and they fill up fast. So don't waste any more time fiddle farting around with a spaghetti at the wall approach. Let's get a solid SEO strategy locked and loaded and ready to go for you so that you can reach more of your people with your God-given gifts in business. And then the number three benefit is faster results. Listen, I like to do things fast and I like to see fast results. So funny story for you. When I was probably, I was probably like 10 or 12. So my family rodeoed, like we grew up rodeoing, which is speed events. When I was growing up, I roped a little bit. I tied goats a lot. I ran barrels a lot. I did poles a lot. Like I saw a lot of success in those events. But we had this local riding club that was like 10 miles away from us. And so we didn't have to travel very far, and it was good practice and all these things. And I was probably like 9 or 10. Anyway, in this local riding club, if you wanted to win the big trophy at the end of the day, you had to do what's called the pleasure events as well, and the showing events. And so I had to do, it's like halter class, where you like walk in there with your horse, and like you have to stand in a certain place while the judge stands in a certain place. And then you have to like, they look at your horse confirmationally. Rah, 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 rah. You can tell how excited I was about it. And then you also had to do reining patterns. Well, I was riding my papa's old ranch horse, who also had some pretty decent reining training on him. And I like to go fast, right? Like, I am just not about slow. In a lot of areas of my life. And so here's like little 10-year-old Faith, where I look at the reining pattern, and you had to lope, you had to go a circle to the right, and you had to do a circle to the left, you had to do big, I don't even remember. But I saw that and I was like, oh, sweet. And so I took my horse through the pattern at a lope instead of a trot. And my horse did a more complex move, and I rode better, all the things. But because I didn't follow the instructions, I didn't win. Because I went faster than I was supposed to go. And I still am a little bit like hurt about that, because I'm like, I did better and I was more advanced, but I didn't follow the instructions, so I didn't win. But, you know, we'll deal with that later. But the point is, I like fast, right? I like to go fast. I understand people who want fast results, okay? And while SEO is definitely more of a crockpot approach to marketing, there are ways to get faster results, and I can show you how. Okay, that is the whole point of coaching. The whole point of my coaching programs, the whole point of booking a coaching call with me, is I want to get you results faster than I had to struggle bust to find them, because I figured out these tips, and I want to give these tips to you to make your life better and easier. And just a fun example of how I've seen results being coached is, several years ago, I got to go to a barrel racing clinic put on by one of the best barrel horse trainers I think there's ever been. His name was Ed Wright. And I had gotten to go to a clinic of his when I was a kid. And then I got to go again as a birthday present, saved a whole bunch of my dollars for it. It was my Christmas money and my birthday money. Like, it was not cheap. But he was watching me ride, and he changed just a minute hand placement thing with me. He had me slide my hand just a tick further up my horse's neck. And that single teeny tiny adjustment that he made in my riding fixed an issue that I had been struggling with for years with that horse. That one minute adjustment from that coaching moment changed something that I had been struggling with on my own for literally years with that horse. And so when I think about my business, and when I think about your business, if we can just submit to some coaching and say, hey, what do you see here? Like, what fixes would you make here? If you can have results faster with just an investment of time and money, with just one little change, gosh, isn't that so worth it? And the number four benefit of coaching is a proven framework. Now listen, I will be the first to admit that there are 900 different opinions out there when it comes to business growth and SEO or content or whatever. Like, you could go down the research rabbit hole and come out 3 years later with a nervous twitch. And there are a lot of different ways to success in business. Like, that's what's so stinking cool about the time that we live and the world that we live in, is there's not just one way, right? There's not just one way to grow an audience. But the numbers and the framework that I've figured out with my own work and my clients' work and students' work, it's been proven time and time again. There really are steps, and there really is a framework, and you don't have to keep throwing spaghetti at the wall. You really don't. I promise. All right. And the number five benefit, which is probably my favorite, let's be real, is that when you have a coach in your life, and you're truly partnered with them, it can be a really godly partnership. And I don't say that in like they take half ownership of your business. I just mean somebody in your corner rooting for you. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. In the Amplified, it says, "Again, if two lie down together, then they can keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? And though one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken." So we'll stop there, but that's verse 11 and 12. And I just want to present to you the thought that maybe one of the things that you're missing in your business is just that godly partnership. Maybe you have that in a mastermind. Maybe you have that in a business bestie. Maybe you have that godly partnership in business with your spouse. It doesn't necessarily have to be with a business coach. But to me, coaching and learning from those who have gone before you is one of the most biblical examples in business. One of the best ways to really partner with God in your business, because it's the most like discipleship. And I 100% think that discipleship and business coaching, they're different, right? Like discipleship in the church is different than mentorship in your business to a degree. But if you think about it, like just leaning in and receiving counsel and receiving wisdom from somebody who is ahead of you in business or who has this specific aspect of their business figured out better than you do, man, that's really powerful, especially when as a believer, you can partner with somebody who is also a believer and also really kingdom-minded in their business and their approach to business. You know, Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." And no, I'm not saying that by booking a coaching call with me or any other Christian business coach that you're going to get an hour of spiritual discipleship. That's not what that is. But what I am saying is that the principle of reaching back and helping somebody and the principle of reaching forward and receiving help is biblical. So if you are somebody that you're like, man, I could really use a business coach in my corner, even if it's just a one-time call, then pray about it. Honest to goodness, pray about it. Let the Holy Spirit speak wisdom into you and into your business, because he knows, and I'm not here to pretend to be the Holy Spirit in your life. All right. I'm just giving you these five benefits that I've seen in my own life and in clients' lives in receiving business coaching and giving business coaching, because it can be really, really powerful. And this week we're in the middle of a sale, $50 off a 1-hour coaching session with me. If you are questioning whether or not you think, oh, I just don't know if this is the best right fit for my business, then hop on the call that we've got Friday, March 29th. Hop on that call, bring your stats. I'll honest to goodness shoot you straight and tell you, yes, I think XYZ is a good fit for you. No, I don't. Or maybe you should do this instead. Or maybe you should do, like, I'll just shoot you straight and tell you what I think is a good fit for your business. I don't do discovery calls anymore. So if you want my free advice and honest opinion about what you should do as the next step in your business, then this is the chance to get it. All right. But I do want you to pray about whether you should book a coaching call with me, because I've just felt this pull really to like pour into people in coaching more this year. So one-on-one spots, 1-hour spots, you can go and grab that. The link is in the show notes. Use the code SADDLE to save $50 off of your 1-hour spot. And if you're somebody that you're like, hey, Faith, I would really like to potentially do long-term coaching with you, then make sure you attend that call if you're able. And if you're not able, shoot an email to me, info@faithhannon.com, because I like to make sure that we're a good fit before we commit to a long-term coaching relationship. So don't forget to use the code SADDLE to save $50 off an hour coaching call. The sale is live already, but it ends April 1st, ends at the midnight when the clock strikes midnight at the end of April 1st. Well, let me help you get your SEO and the keywords on the right track, so that you can stop guessing and grow. All right, y'all. And I'm going to pray before we peace out. Lord, I ask that you would give my podcast pals, Lord, just give them wisdom. Lord, whether they need to receive coaching from me or somebody else, either now or in the future, Father, I thank you that you would help them. You would put the right people in their path at the right time, and that you would provide the resources for that. Lord, I thank you that you, Lord, you have ordained us to work together, that none of us are our best alone, Lord, but that you have ordained people to work together, Father. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for giving us wisdom and humility in how we work with people and in how we receive instruction and receive correction, Lord. I thank you for Holy Spirit-inspired ideas. And I thank you for Holy Spirit connections, Lord, in our business and in our lives and in our churches. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name, amen. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.